Hello and welcome back to the Loud Mouse Podcast, the only podcast on YouTube and also the internet forever. I am your host, FPS Diesel, alongside, as always, Wild Spittins.
Why'd you make your voice deeper?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
Don't judge. And, Quite, do you have an opinion on my voice?
Why don't I ever get introduced as the fellow person you're with first, huh? It's always Brandon or Diesel. It's never me. I feel fucking excluded. I fucking hate this podcast.
You know, I was thinking to myself, Quite's gonna say something about that.
60 episodes! 60 episodes!
I'm sorry, it's just like, a B nah, becomes that. Before K.
Sorry, what? Buster.
I'm going alphabetically.
Sorry, Buster.
W doesn't come before K.
W.
Brandon becomes before
Brandon
K.
is the snap again with a W. Wandon.
Nobody calls me Wild Spartan.
Hey,
boy.
Wild Spartans.
I call you Wild Spartans. Only your friends call you Wild Spartans. I'm your best friend, so I call you Wild Spartans.
Only my friends call me
turn.
Spartans.
Me, your friend Quiet, calls you Brandon, your real name, Wild Spartans.
Yeah, okay.
Wild Spittins.
Can we talk about how Aladdin looks really, really bad?
No, we're going to keep
really
talking
bad.
About how your real name is Wild
I am Spittins. So proud of this community.
I am so proud we managed to make a really shitty real life version of something once again.
What's the best screenshot of YouTube Rewind that became a meme?
Ninja screaming at kids on the bus.
Ninja screaming at kids, what did you say to me, you little shit? Will Smith looking through the binoculars like, yeah, that's hot.
That's hot.
Yeah. I am so proud of this community. It makes sense. It really does make sense.
Okay, Aladdin, let's go.
I mean, I'm looking at the trailer, like, right now.
Oh, wait. There's
a trailer? What?
I only saw the fucking pictures.
It's a teaser
trailer. Yeah, I saw the picture of, like, fucking Will Smith genie hat, whatever the fuck.
Oh, my God, that looks like shit. I just saw the thumbnail. It looks so bad.
You literally just clicked on it, Brian.
It's literally just blue.
No, I saw the thumbnail.
Like, it's blue. It is, like, it's shit.
No, it just looks weird. It doesn't, like, when they adapt these, like, when they adapt cartoons into, like, real life, it always just doesn't feel right, you know?
No, I agree.
Nah, bro, fucking Detective Pikachu looks tight. Why are you mad?
That's like an exception. It's also because it's Pokemon.
I mean, I don't know. Like, okay, so the most recent live-action Disney remake I saw...
Oh, it looks so weird. It looks so weird. It does
Robin.
Not look normal. It does not look normal.
I heard the theme, and I thought it was about to be a Star Wars trailer. Like, fucking...
It does look like a Star Wars movie, to be honest.
Like the theme, like, I thought it was going to go to a note, like, I thought it was going to go from one note to the next note in the Star Wars theme, and then it wasn't. I was like, what the fuck? This isn't a Star Wars trailer.
It's a Star Wars reskin.
Like, it's literally just Tatooine. Like, it's fucking Tatooine, sorry.
It doesn't look right. Like, it looks weird. It's not going to have good ratings.
It doesn't look that weird. It just looks very standard.
It looks like a Disney live-action remake.
That's, yeah, which all look weird.
They don't look weird. They just look very incredibly. Yes, they're there. Nice.
They look weird to me.
What looks weird to me is DC CGI. This doesn't look that weird to me.
Of course, DC CGI looks weird. DC.
Well, I mean, it's because there's so much of it. Like, think.
Wait, when the fuck does Shazam come out?
2019, early 2019.
What really is it? It's April 5th. Shazam comes out April 5th, boys.
Can't wait. Damn.
Did anybody see Aquaman?
Nope. No. I heard it was the best DC movie in a while, though, because
I heard it was fine.
They got a 64 on Rotten Tomatoes. Is that good for a DC movie?
Yes, for a DC movie, absolutely.
Oof. Not as good as Wonder Woman, though.
But compared to,
oh,
that's
shit,
like one
right.
out of like five, so.
What Batman versus Superman get? A 27. Oof, that's real good for a DC movie.
At least they got on there.
What about Green Lantern?
God, you guys are such Marvel shills. God.
I do like Marvel. I have to admit, I'm a pretty big Marvel fan.
I mean,
boy.
Yeah, it's because they make good
the
movies.
The Avengers got a 92 at Rotten Tomatoes, so I mean, like, yeah, gotta stand Marvel here.
You know, right? Highest grossing movie of the year was Black Panther.
Dang, I thought it would definitely
It wasn't Infinity War?
Yeah, it was not Infinity War. It was
That is so
it was
weird.
Black Panther
That's
than Infinity War.
That's definitely interesting.
Yeah. That's so weird.
Well, yeah, I don't
since,
know why.
I respect it, though.
Especially since Black Panther had some really off CGI.
It had some off CGI.
I didn't think it was that good.
I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was very okay. That's what I thought of it.
It's the best way I would describe it, yes.
I was like, that's a Marvel movie. I enjoyed watching it. It wasn't phenomenal.
I can most definitely see why it was like why it's the most highest grossing movie of the year, because like Infinity War was with no doubt was a cultural phenomenon, but so was Black Panther on like the same level, and also it just had like a lot of incentive like sociopolitically, I guess, too. I don't know.
I mean, how could you not root for Black Panther with the cast? Honestly, that was bound to happen. Same thing with Wonder Woman, which is why I'm surprised Wonder Woman did not even end up on the list. But then on the other hand, like DC can't get their shit
it's
together.
DC. Like Wonder if Woman Marvel, was, like, their biggest... if Marvel made that fucking movie, it would have done amazing.
What, like, oh if my one, God, Wonder yeah. Woman like just needs to be the face of DC, and let's never make another movie that's not Wonder Woman, lol.
Like, I'll take another Wonder Woman movie, sure.
Yeah, no, I'm interested in seeing that 1987, whatever the fuck.
Oh, I'm sure there's going to be another Wonder Woman.
There is.
Woman
it's already movie. In development. It's like takes yeah, place exactly. in the 1980s, like I said, I think. Well, I got to look this up, what year it takes place in.
I mean,
Wonder Woman 2.
Aquaman looks
1984.
Nice.
it, yeah,
1984.
Ooh, I was watching some of the trailers, and there were like a couple things that like just about the visuals that I liked a lot more. Like, it wasn't... Some of the things actually looked like they took place in places. They didn't abuse slow motion in the fight scenes, it looked like they did in Wonder Woman. And
there's
like,
going to be so many fucking movies coming out in March and April.
Also, I don't know why, but I really enjoyed some of the wide-angle shots where they did the fight choreography. Like, it gave me a Kingsman vibe for no reason.
Yeah, I really like that from when I saw it in the trailer. I didn't see it, but my girlfriend saw it, and she's like, the movie's really long. And then I checked... And it's, like, as long as Lord of the Rings, like, The Fellowship of the Ring. It's, like, 2.5 hours long.
Well, that's every
that's
Marvel
like
movie.
That's, like, Infinity War.
Every Marvel movie's 2.5 hours.
Yeah, it's like Infinity War length.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think that's, like, way too long for an Aquaman movie. I don't know. They put in, like, multiple villains in it. One of the guys looks like Bible Man, as quoted by Red Letter Media. Do you know who Bible Man is?
Bible Man?
Google Bible Man right now. Bible Jamie, Man? Can you pull up some Bible Man pictures? Yeah, and then look at Ocean Master.
Ocean Master? Yeah. Fucking King Orimor, the fuck? I was really happy that Black Manta was in it, because I fucking love Black Manta.
I would have saved Black Manta for a sequel. I think they kind of, like, shoved them in.
I'm just glad he exists in this universe, because I'm just glad I saw him in real life, because what are the chances we're getting an Aquaman sequel? Let's be fair.
Whoa. DC's going to go bankrupt by then.
Wow. For some reason, my audio just peaked like crazy, so...
you laughed loud.
I mean, well, wait, you'll see it in the audio. I don't know who's editing this.
You are.
I'll see it in the audio.
I was going to use the word veracity, but then I realized I didn't know what veracity meant, so I need
Is the budget out for Avengers Endgame?
Avengers Endgame. I imagine it's the same as Infinity War, because they filmed them at the same time.
Yeah, because Captain... Oh, maybe that's why. Yeah, because Captain Marvel, like, I'm just looking at the budget. I'm like, is that a big budget? Or, I don't know with Marvel
movies
anymore.
It's like
is
Avengers movies...
Is $152 million USD a lot for a budget for a Marvel movie?
I think that's, like, the peak they usually hit, and that's typically what they do for Avengers films, or, like, Avengers equivalents, like Civil War.
What did Black Panther budget? Let's see what they had. They had... Where the fuck's the budget? Give me the budget. Yeah, that's a bad screenshot, Diesel. Thank you for sharing.
I think it's
it doesn't show
funny.
The budget. Anyway, I can't find it. Anyways, off topic of Marvel, have you guys seen the Kim Possible IRL?
You know, I keep seeing tweets about this, but I haven't looked.
Bro, here's the video.
I'm just not gonna watch it because I don't care enough. Like
watch it. Ruin your childhood. Do it. It is
no,
that bad.
I mean, like,
it's
I feel
fucking
like I would
awful.
Be so indifferent to it. Like, I just don't care enough to get angry about it.
It's so bad. It's so
like,
bad.
Like
I'm
not
looking at it right now. It's
like,
so
Brandon,
bad.
I'm not even tempted to watch it. Like, I just don't give enough of a shit to potentially.
I don't even really care about like the whole like ruining my childhood meme. It's just like bad.
That's fair. I just have no. I'm just not compelled to click it.
I mean, how old was Kim Possible in the cartoon?
Like,
she was like 16,
she's a
right?
teenager. Like, she looks like a teenager. So
why
I'm pretty
is she
sure
like 12?
She was like,
and why is I want to say Ron Weasley, but I don't
yeah,
know
she
Ron
was.
Weasley.
So in season 1, she was 14 to 15. Season 2, 16, 17, and then season 4, she was 17.
Okay. Why the hell did she just do a somersault to get that fucking stroller? She could have walked
I know,
over and
right?
It.
I'm watching it right now. I'm watching
and
it
it's
right
like,
now.
And like the whole thing with Kim Possible, you just said you weren't gonna watch it. You were religiously saying you weren't gonna watch it.
Oh, I'm not watching the Kim Possible trailer. I'm watching an episode of Kim Possible.
Okay. Anyways, the whole point of Kim Possible is to like be stealthy and not have people know that she's Kim Possible. But this motherfucker's doing somersaults and grabbing strollers with a grapple
with her nerf gun.
I hope this movie just doesn't like take itself seriously. It just like goes off the fucking walls with how retarded it's gonna be.
I've seen better looking, better budgeted things from like YouTube videos. Like this is crazy bad.
It's really bad.
You don't hate on minute matchups, I think.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Wait, the kid in the bus looks like the meme from Polar Express.
That meme is that meme is normie level.
The meme's a good meme. What do you mean?
She doesn't convince me that she is Kim Possible at all.
No, I think the big problem is like, they're trying to, like, it doesn't look like Kim Possible. If they introduce this as, like, not Kim Possible, no one would care. But it's like, they're trying to introduce Kim Possible in this way
Impossible.
Huh? Did I fuck it up?
No, I was making a joke. Oh. It wasn't funny. The time has passed.
Okay, but if they would have introduced this as a different character and not Kim Possible, less people would be upset because all the people that watch Kim Possible when they're younger are older now, and they're looking at this and like, this is disgusting. How could you do this to my cartoon?
If you didn't put Kim Possible in the label physically, no one would watch it, though.
No, no one would give a flying shit. They'd be like, it's Disney, who cares?
Like, no one would give a flying shit for the same reason that people, like, wouldn't give a flying shit yet.
I'm looking at the tags for this. Okay. Patton Oswalt and Saving Baby are two tags that really stand out to me.
I fumbled my last sentence really bad. I feel like I'd need to rephrase it, otherwise I'm never going to be able to live it down. For the same reason that people wouldn't care that the character is like a fucking joke because it's not Kim Possible's name, is the same reason nobody would watch it because it's not Kim Possible's name. There you go! I feel better now.
Yeah, but it's also like, it's just bad. That's it. That's Disney stop.
When she was going up on that grappling hook, that was the best part. Like, that is hilariously unconvincing.
No, my favorite part is when she did a somersault and then used the grapple hook to grab a stroller.
No, that was so extra. That's like if I did a little, like, spin-around twirl as I, like, crack an egg into a pan.
I hope everybody who's involved with that film is completely uninvested and dispassionate about what they're doing. That way we don't have to.
Okay, the second they heard that this was a thing, they immediately like mentally clocked out. Come on.
I'm banking on that, so I don't have to feel bad about this conversation.
Can we talk about the mom who like just let her kid just drift off?
How did they're on flat ground. How did the kid even drift
it's
off?
It's a slight decline, dude. What do you mean?
It's just gonna roll over a couple inches. It's like, hold on, that lady can't walk faster than a snail.
Yeah, and then she wasn't paying attention to her kid. Like, that's the real problem here.
This is really fucking stupid. We are literally like,
guys, I actually found the spot where
I'm a professional movie trailer reviewer.
Listen, I found the spot where they filmed it, and fucking like it actually is slightly declined. Like, look.
Okay, you know what? All right, for all of our viewers, he just sent us a picture of the "No, you had to do it to him" street. You know,
but it's just no guy. It's just the sidewalk.
Yeah, it's just the street. No guy.
I'm intelligent, I swear.
Where are we supposed to be talking about how Aladdin looks poopy?
No. Yeah, then Aladdin. I was like, this other Disney thing looks poopy.
Well, I mean, like poor Will Smith, but. Also, why did he take that role?
He signed up for it. He can suffer the consequences, all
That's
right?
True.
He,
at least one
he,
YouTuber.
He was also on the YouTube Rewind, all right? He's got bigger problems than
I'm really
Disney.
Glad that the YouTuber Will Smith is getting movie roles.
Glad YouTubers have come so far.
I can't remember where I stole the joke from. Probably someone on the Twitter timeline.
It was everybody was making that joke on Twitter. Who wasn't? Like
who made it first? That's the question.
I know who did it first. God, but like Will Smith's like his like ponytail, it looks so bad.
It looks like a giant piece of shit, like literally.
It looks like shit on his head.
Will Smith, Aladdin.
It's disgusting.
You see the rendition of him with blue skin. I don't know if it's like an official one or like it's probably just Photoshop because of how bad it looks.
The Will Smith plays Papa Smurf in the upcoming movie.
Legit, both his beard and his little ponytail, whatever, they look like giant turds.
Yeah, they do. It doesn't look good.
I don't think people like Disney live action remakes, and the people who do just have bad taste.
Or I'm sure they're just casual viewers. Like, they probably don't give that much of a shit.
I don't know. It's just weird. My nostalgia.
Oh, it's just weird seeing the cartoons in like a real live action form. It doesn't feel right. Like, the stories don't feel like they were designed to be format.
I've seen it work. Like, the original SpongeBob movie, David Hasselhoff fit right in with SpongeBob,
Yeah, but that was also, animation intertwined. Like, it was
okay,
both.
Okay, well, first of
no,
all,
they
I think
used
quite
a real,
ironic.
They used a real-life sponge for that scene. What do you mean?
I know what scene you're talking about. Be quiet.
I mean the one where they shoot him, where they shoot SpongeBob out of David Hasselhoff's titties.
Yeah, that's a real sponge. The actual sponge actor. What you mean?
Gosh, I actually heard he broke his leg in that stunt.
They only use practical. Wait, whoops.
Thank you for sending me Will Smith.
They only used the practical effects for this screenshot.
Yep.
You saw the model of David Hasselhoff they used for that fight scene, right?
They used a giant rubber David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, whatever the fuck this is.
Yeah.
What
I
the
have
that
no
looks
idea what that
so
be.
Weird.
Here's David
what
Hasselhoff
the fuck?
Standing next to David Hasselhoff.
That's so weird. That's not okay. Nobody else can see what I'm seeing and you don't want to.
It's transcendent, really. Like, it's if you go to a wax museum and you want to see a David Hasselhoff. This is what you would see, this weird rendition of David Flingelflorf. There we go.
Dude, okay, going back to Kim Possible second, don't you think a kid with a grapple hook would be arrested for owning a grapple hook?
Which I don't know. What are the laws on grapple hook usage in America?
Yeah, if a grapple hook was made that effectively, it worked that well. Why wouldn't the U.S. government be like, Kim, we need your grapple hook?
Do grapple hooks, actually exist in any practical sense in reality?
I don't think they exist.
Yes,
like that?
Not like that.
But like, yeah, like the that. Ones that you see in video games where you can actually, scale walls real quick with them.
No, those don't exist.
Yeah, like the instant... Because, there's not a motor that's small enough to fit in a handheld thing like that that can pull a human's body weight.
It's
force.
It's not gonna pull a human's body weight, but it'll shoot a rope that attaches to a thing.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And then you
it's
can
like
climb
a harpoon
it.
Meme.
Yeah, it's a harpoon basically. Kind of meme.
Batman is unrealistic.
So wouldn't the U.S. government be going Kim, we need your grapple hook technology for the U.S. military?
Is this really the kind of Kim Possible movie you want to see, where it's all gritty and this fucking poor 14-year-old girl?
That would be better than this shit.
All
right,
gadgets.
I'm okay with
military.
This not. I'm okay with this being a goofy piece of shit because I feel like it kind of needs to be a goofy.
Well, it's not
piece
even
going to
be enjoyable, but
it would be.
My
so
expectations
good if it was
are
like
non-existent,
dude. My expectations are. I'm not going to watch it. Or I might watch it as a joke. Fucking
speaking
goes.
Of weapons, did you know that New York just said that nunchucks are constitutional? So
they were banned forever ago because they thought kids were gonna fight each other in the streets with them.
Yeah, so I could buy self-defense nunchucks now.
Congrats, Diesel! You're a free man.
How long were they banned?
Years.
I don't know.
Forever.
They're like, man, people shouldn't have these. Weapons
wait, specifically
war.
Nunchucks. Like, that
no,
was the
specifically
problem.
Specifically
yes,
nunchucks.
Like,
it's like guns, knives, swords, those are all okay, but nunchucks, nah. Those are bad.
They all had regulations already, but, nunchucks were an oddly specific thing to single out, I think, because of the a very specific fear.
Yes.
That is a really weird thing.
I can't own, a big sword that is, for sword-related activities.
Yeah, but you could own a big sword that's meant to be in a case.
It happens to
be sharp.
It looks like in the 1970s, the United States was in the middle of Kung Fu Fever. A wave of martial arts movies washed over American swords. So there were New York lawmakers or whatever the fuck were scared. Oh, kids are gonna beat each other up with nunchuck in the street. Oh my god! So they're like, no nunchuck for you.
That makes sense.
So now you can carry your nunchucks.
Yeah, now you can have your nunchuck holster.
We are free. We can take our nunchucks where we please.
Can we talk about
all these fucking celebrities on YouTube, please?
One second. I want to be clear. So you could own a big sword that happens to be sharp for display purposes.
I think so.
Okay. Unless yes, now we can talk about other YouTubers.
Like, you're not allowed to have a knife over 3 inches long, I think, in New York.
I know about that. That's like the same law in California. You're not allowed to carry. Well, you can own them, but you can't carry them above like 3 inches or something.
See, I can't even get like a knife over 3 inches delivered to my
house. Oh, you can't even own them?
Yeah. Like, that's an illegal weapon. Like, I can't have that. I can't have brass knuckles. I can't have...
Wait, brass knuckles I'm not surprised about, but the knife thing...
Well, I want brass knuckles, okay? God.
Well, the knife thing is weird because, like, you're not allowed to carry a knife above a certain point in California, but you can own... From my knowledge of it, you can own knives above, like, 4 inches. You just can't, like, let them leave the house, basically.
Uh-huh.
They are for cooking purposes only. I can remember.
Yeah, what are you going to do with, like, a 5-inch knife except, like...
Cut meat.
Stab people.
cut meat. Cut really big meat.
Well, there's obviously
cut your own
like practical
meat.
Uses.
No, but like, there's like, say again?
There's practical uses.
Yeah, continue. Like, fucking.
Yeah, like opening my Amazon packages, all right? I need a big knife for it.
But no, like,
get a lot of packages.
No, you actually do use massive knives for fucking cutting shit, like meat.
Yeah. Like, if you go out camping or hunting, it helps to have like
a knife
bigger knife. Yeah.
A knife that cuts things real good.
A knife, not a questionably large pen tip. Bazinga.
Please, sir, what's in your backpack? A questionably large pen tip? Okay, you're free to go. All right, let's talk about YouTube celebrities like Jack Black and... Why'd you put
I hope Kevin Spacey uploads
what?
Again, because that was
Wait,
a little strange.
Is Kevin Spacey a YouTuber now?
Kevin Spacey uploaded the strangest video ever.
I saw it, and it makes him look like a wax figure. It's real weird.
It makes him look like he's guilty, is what it does.
Oh, also, I mean, like, okay, I saw, like, a screenshot in 5 seconds of the video, all right?
He did it in character as, like, Frank Underwood. He's fucking, yeah.
It was Frank Underwood addressing that he is not dead, even though they killed him off in House of Cards. Spoiler alert, whatever. None of you are watching that, but...
I mean, yeah, ever since he left and was, like, basically, you know, outed. It's been like, yeah, no more House of Cards.
No, they did a 6th season with Robin Wright instead.
I know.
But, so, Frank Underwood comes on screen. He's, like, cooking or whatever, being all menacing. And they're like, oh, they got rid of... Frank Underwood is talking about how they got rid of him. And I can't tell where Kevin Spacey begins and fucking Frank Underwood ends. You know? So, it's obviously Kevin Spacey addressing, like, the sexual assault claims. But, like, he's trying to gain, like, sympathy by being Frank Underwood about it. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? It's weird.
No one likes me as an actual person, so I'm going to play a character you guys like.
My favorite fucking part is the Let Me Be Frank thing, the beginning, like, that title card. It's an iMovie fucking preset. It's great.
Well, it's all, like, default presets, so it's totally, like, either he edited it or he had, like, some other guy edit it.
Like, he had to pay someone, like, some good shit for like this expensive ass camera, but he's like, no one's editing my shit. No, I'm doing it myself.
The stock sound effect at the end is even just grander.
He probably paid some like 12-year-old to edit it, so just go and edit it. Just do it. Just give me the video.
The stock sound effect! Oh, I just heard it!
It's like so a whoosh sound.
No, it's just a.
Yeah, it's one.
I thought it was going to be like the Instagram one and cuts to black, but it's even fucking worse.
Yeah, it would have been better if it just cut to black instead of putting some, like, meme
like,
sound.
This video would have been better with less editing. Like, if you didn't have the title card and you just cut to black, damn.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No,
it's the old meme of the surprised gopher, right? Where it looks at the screen. You know that meme? It's very old.
No, actually.
Wait, hold on, show it. I know what you're thinking of, but I'm pretty sure that's also a different sound effect.
Gopher. I'll find it.
It's the
dramatic look.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's that sound. They use that noise.
Wow, that's terrible.
Well, wait, the dramatic gopher is a different sound effect, isn't it?
Nope. I'm pretty sure it's the same one.
Wait, because like I... No, it's different. It's different.
It's very similar to that one.
But
it's
like the one that, the one there has like a different connotation, a different meme connotation. I'm trying to fucking remember it, but
yeah, I know it does. That's the weird part.
I think it was like those fucking Nerf Wars people made back in 2010. They always use that shit because it was an iMovie built-in sound effect.
It is. God, I'm trying to remember where it's from. Okay, I can't remember.
Anyways, I hope Will Kevin Smith does, makes a YouTube.
Will Smith has had a YouTube for like ever.
Yeah, but so does The Rock. Jack Black has a YouTube.
I don't think The Rock uploads
Will Smith's
anymore.
YouTube channel is Will Smith's YouTube channel is dope. You know why? Because he has a little kid picture of himself as his profile picture. He's absolved of all evil.
Wait, hold up. I want to. Has The Rock uploaded?
Yes, a good bit.
What the hell has The Rock
He uploaded like 2 days ago. Damn, I'm surprised. I really wanted to have I really wanted to have like a meme where it's like, "Come on, you made a channel upload.
Rock, upload."
So, do you think Will Smith edits any of his videos?
No.
Will Smith probably records and gets all his shit edited for him.
Probably.
There's no he edits
that shit.
Will Smith upload more than twice a month, you lazy
shit!
This ain't no movie, Will Smith. You can't come out with a Suicide Squad
every two years.
I'm
very disappointed with The Rock's videos because they don't hit views too much, and like none of them are 10 minutes. It's just not good. None of them reach 5 minutes. They're lucky if they reach 3 minutes.
Yeah, damn.
Dude, Will Smith doesn't even make 10-minute videos. I'm fucking disappointed. All these people getting 4 million subs, they got that movie clout. Don't even know the YouTube game, dude.
Will Smith's fucking clickbait is way better than The Rock's, though.
Like, Will Smith has some good clickbait.
He's on his fucking game. Like, he's on his David Dobrik shit, dude.
He is. He did a video with Liza Koshy. Will Smith's got good
Like, God, I respect Will Smith is doing the YouTube shit like decently well. I'll give it to him.
He's doing better than The Rock, also better than Jack Black, because holy shit,
Jack Black like said he was here and then just didn't do anything.
Well, no, he that was his first video. He was announcing that he was gonna start doing things, but like, okay, like his channel, it's so strange because it's like I can't tell if he's like actually in the culture of memes and knows what a meme is, because it seems like he does, but then he also doesn't.
Okay, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say he doesn't, and the reason for that
look
is
at his banner.
No, his son is in college. His son probably said, get the PewDiePie chair, like, let me edit your videos and do all like the meme crap, right? And then you just be the personality.
You're right. That's probably what
happens.
His profile picture is content aware scale.
Yeah, his profile picture is content aware scale, and his banner is a meme.
His Hello Jack Black here is still number 34 on trending. I fucking love it.
Yeah, and then the whole video is just him being like, hey, guys.
Oh, yeah,
Jack
Brandon,
Black.
You're totally right. He pinned his comment saying, I just want to clarify there is no production behind this. This is all my son. He's holding me hostage, and I can't be Tracer. Help.
Oh, okay. Yeah, dude,
it's totally, like, he's admitting it's his son. Like, it's not, like, a fucking grand scheme. It's just like, yep, it's my kid.
Yeah, but he has a PewDiePie chair, which is like he has to know the controversy around that. There's
I do
no
respect
way.
That, though. I do respect that.
I'm surprised we're not seeing articles about how Jack Black is an extreme, racist.
Well, Jack Black is, like, you know, old news at this point. Like, he's not, like, a...
Media don't
you, wouldn't get a lot
don't
of
you fucking
of
talk shit about Jack Black.
Oh, let's be real here,
no,
all right? Jack Black is not at the peak of his career.
I gotta look this up.
Jack Black peaked with Nacho Libre.
listen. I gotta look.
I'm not saying Jack Black's dead. I'm saying he ain't at his peak, brother, all right?
He hasn't
No. Listen to these wise words. Rocking and rolling like Jack Black. Schooling you N-words like Jack Black. Yeah. How could you not like Jack Black? How? I put that on my mama and we're no cap. How could you disagree with that?
Kung Fu Panda 3.
Why? How are you going to talk shit about Kung Fu Panda 3?
Kung Fu Panda 3.
How are you going to talk shit about Kung Fu Panda 3 now?
I'm not even talking shit, I'm just saying Kung Fu Panda 3.
Yeah, you're talking shit. It's dripping from your voice, brother. Like,
okay, anyways, even his son, it's like, his son gives off the vibe that he doesn't necessarily know what a meme is.
Well, I mean, these are memes, right? But, like, the Tracer thing is kind of stale. But the PewDiePie and chair thing, like, that's, like, still kind of, like, relevant.
That's a forever meme.
It's the way they did it. It's like he went back in the chair and it was like a remix of the default dance from Fortnite, and it just like it didn't feel right. And yeah. it felt like he was trying to meme, but he didn't necessarily know what to do. Also, I think that PC is a Walmart gaming PC. Hold up.
It looks like an iBuyPower machine, actually. It doesn't look like an Overpower machine. I know, great names for their company. No, it looks like a CyberPower PC.
It has a PC.
Are those respectable or terrible? Please.
It's definitely not an OP.
Please let me know.
It's not an OP, it's CyberPower.
Are they respectable at least, or are they bad?
It depends on how much money you want to spend.
Yeah.
His keyboard's disgraceful, though.
Yeah, that's
but,
a that's
But
the
as a brand,
keyboard.
Is there, like, as a brand, like, do you, if somebody has one, do you write them off immediately? Or, like, are they...
I don't write people off for their computers in terms of, like, their gamer status, but, like, it will be, like...
I mean, we're discussing boomer status, not necessarily gamer status.
Oh, boomer status? Oh, yeah, he's a boomer.
But, like, is it because of the CyberPower PC?
I think anybody who doesn't, like, I think anybody, for the most part, that, like, if they can build a PC and they don't, I think they're a boomer, because it's so fucking
easy. Okay, ass, I see the shade you're throwing.
Okay, no, but you had someone help you. Right?
No. I bought a PC from CyberPower.
Oh, yours is pre-built? Boomer.
I mean, I picked the parts to put in it, but, you know.
Boomer.
God, excuse me, I'm lazy.
If someone That's why you won't switch out the GPU.
God.
Yeah,
but Jack Black uploads once and already has, like,
has
a million
a home
subs.
Phone. He has a
Yeah,
home
he has a landline, weirdo.
Who fuck has a landline in 2018?
I haven't had a landline since, like, 2007, dude. Like, I haven't had one in so long.
We're making fun of Jack Black's landline. What the hell is this podcast?
Y'all are just, like, looking for things now. Like,
I'm making fun of him for being old.
This is dastardly. Dastardly.
Okay, Brett, I just looked at the part where he, like, leans back in the chair and the default dances, and you're right. Something's not right.
It doesn't feel like a meme. It just feels like he's doing stuff like, and music's playing, and it's like, I'm a meme.
He didn't zoom in and invert the footage.
Also, yeah, it's just something weird about it.
Jack Black's 49. He's a boomer.
Someone please save me.
I don't. It's something strange. It's just weird, dude.
He doesn't even have a dual monitor setup. It's two computers.
You can indeed hear him crying for help.
You know what? I bet that's not even his fucking chair. That's probably his son's chair.
Well, it's good to know that his son likes PewDiePie. There's two PC setups.
One with the light up keyboard. One with a monitor. Right. We can't see the PC for that one though. But obviously, the person with the light up keyboard has better taste. Right. Than that one.
Well,
so
if you have a
Razer obviously,
promo, you have better. Taste.
Obviously,
uh-huh.
Jack Black's computer is the shitty one. That's rebuilt.
Only real
with
gamers
the shitty
have
keyboard.
RGB.
Yeah, and that's also the PC with the landline next to it. So that means Jack Black's son is the one with the good taste.
Okay, so this was the Instagram account linked under Jack's.
That's scary.
And it's a meme account. I think it's his son's.
Does his
Wait,
son
what was this linked
have
under?
A meme
it was
account?
Linked under Jack Black's. So it's Jack Black's Instagram, and then it just says, "This kid is a leprechaun." And it's like, at Buzz Lightyear 5000. Hold on. Can we get Jack Black on the podcast, guys?
Yeah, after we just called him a boomer, made fun of him for having a fucking landline.
Oh, that was all you. He'll still talk to me. Pull over podcast time, boys.
Mr. Black.
Maybe if we follow his son on Instagram, he'll follow us back, and we can convince him. Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Now he's gonna totally know we're clout chasing. That's not okay.
Well, of course we.
He only knows if
we
find the episode.
Chasing?
As long as we don't title it "Jack Black makes a YouTube channel," they will never find the episode. We're fine.
Unless he goes and he listens to this episode.
Yeah, but if it's not okay, if he's not a fan, it's fine. We're good.
Listen,
as long as
Jack Black's son
not the title,
and/or Jack Black, we just want you to know we'd love to have you on the cast. Yes, we are clout chasing. It's okay.
Yeah, Jack Black, son, you're clout chasing too by using your father like
okay,
this.
Okay, you know what? You don't need to antagonize him, dickhead.
Here's the
you
thing,
fucking dumbass.
Get your dad to phone. That's not a landline, goddammit.
Can you get Jack Black to call me on my landline, please?
Can you please come on our podcast?
I'll DM
please?
You my fax.
All right, I followed him. Please follow back, Buzz. Buzz_Lightyear_5000.
It's like, hello. I'd like to talk to Jack Black. Oh yeah, call my landline.
Hey, Jack Black, if you can't reach me, you can just ring my beeper.
You can page me.
You can page me.
I'm now accepting letters in a bottle. delivered by carrier pigeon, please.
Wait, did you... The fucking kid's Instagram is... You were looking at Papa Sharks, right, as well?
What? I'm looking at the one
Papa
that's...
Shark. Wait, what?
Oh, okay, two. The first there's link two. Is his
oh,
son's.
Oh, shot, directed, and edited by. Okay, okay.
Papa Shark. Yes, son. It's his son's. It's his son's it's chair. His son's. Look, it's his son's fucking chair.
I called it.
It's his son's chair.
I called it.
Like, in his personal links to a fucking meme account, and then it's got that shit. Oh, it's genius.
I fucking call it.
It's genius. It's genius.
I am a genius. I called it. I cracked the Jack Black algorithm.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
See,
I
now this kid's
gonna
get followed by a bunch of loudmouth fans.
He's got like, a fucking shoe dice video
no, this
on his
kid,
meat
this
page.
Kid's a fucking genius. I am proud of him. Alright,
this kid is a genius, though. Yeah, totally.
Papa Sharks, please get your dad a new phone, not a landline.
Look at this fucking video. This came out of Jack Black's penis.
What?
I can't believe this is Jack Black's son. Oh my god, this is weird, dude. This is weird, man. You don't even think celebrities' kids, like, have internet
celebrities
existence?
Are creating memers for the next generation.
I know. This kid's gonna be, like, top-tier meme material now.
Yes!
Like, literally, his
more
dad
memes!
Is gonna give him a straight A, like, shot at just being a million-sub-plus YouTube channel. Real talk. Real talk. Like, holy shit, that's weird.
Wait, then who the fuck's the other meme account linked down below?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Is that his friend then?
Maybe it's the kid's friend, yeah.
True, true.
That could be it.
This is strange. This is really weird. You know, I've been seeing celebrities show up on YouTube now, and it's like, I don't know if it's me being like elitist, but like, I don't want to sound like an ass, but I don't want them here. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, because nobody wants them here.
I'm okay with
no.
them being here.
The Rock and Will Smith, get the fuck out of here.
I'm okay with them being here.
Okay,
of course
I you're
okay with
okay
it.
With them being here.
I mean, I don't really think they disrupt that much. They just give us something to talk about in the podcast. Not
I
much
mean,
else
yeah.
aside from that. Like, what niche are they stealing from us or the general YouTuber? They clearly have a very different audience.
They're stealing like, my goddamn trending page!
You were never going to be
Brandon's
the trending page,
right.
the actual
Brandon's
trending
right.
page, Brandon.
No, I want the trending page to be a place where actual trending content is, not some fucking corporate bullshit.
But it's
why
never going to be.
I know, well, but I'm saying
so
I'm
we're
saying
not
they
losing
are part
out
of the problem
anything,
for that.
Because we never had it to begin with.
Why? No, but no, I'm saying, no, as a viewer, that's what I'm saying, as a viewer. Like, why the fuck is YouTube Rewind 2018, but it's actually good by PewDiePie, not on the fucking trending page if it was purely algorithmic? It should be on the fucking trending page, but it's not. That's annoying. Like, it's annoying when stuff like that doesn't hit the trending page because it's like, it deserves it, but YouTube's like, nah, we don't like them. they're not going on the trending
specifically
page.
American ones seems to get fucked all the time.
Oh, like, no. The
Content Cop was like number one in Britain or whatever, but like...
Yeah, the American, like for people who aren't American trending and shit like that, like if you don't live in America, the American trending page is fucked. Pretty much every other country from what I've like seen is actually like... working properly. It's just the American trending that's fucked up. Like, I've seen videos trending that look like they should actually be trending on different countries, but not on fucking American.
Mm-hmm. Well, so. Like, here's the thing. So, we got all these late night hosts who end up in Rewind and end up having this big presence on YouTube because YouTube wills it so. Like, that is what is happening, right? And people are like, well, that's not a real YouTuber. Why the fuck do we care? You know? So, I see what, like, they clearly, I know they, like, Will Smith had a channel, right? But they're clearly fronting Will Smith some money to upload on a platform.
Yeah, no. Because
advertisers
I mean, like,
look at that and go, oh,
yeah.
I could have free
do you
branding
think, do
with
you
Will
think
Smith.
YouTube's fronting Will Smith money, or Will Smith saw an opportunity because of, like, a niche he could be filling because of his already name recognition? Or you think
I think YouTube reached out to all these actors
I
at
do,
some
I
point.
I think so, too.
Because, like,
mean,
that's what
they,
YouTube
there
was
seems,
trying to do.
How much... how much YouTube original content have both of their channels been producing? I think that's a decent metric to look at it by.
I don't think they're going to produce any for a while. I think they're going to build up their channels first.
Well, I know Will Smith did like a charity bungee jump thing with YouTube.
Oh, I think
YouTube originals
with,
or just YouTube in general?
Was that with that group like of YouTubers?
I think it was with a group of YouTubers, wasn't it?
Yeah, they're like, hey, Will Smith, we challenge you to do a bungee jump.
That was
jump
totally
thing.
Part of that was organized by YouTube, no doubt.
At the same time, though, like those names coming to YouTube, like it does bring new audience, like potential audience and shit. Like you see The Rock collabing with fucking MatPat, and like your opinions on MatPat, how whatever they may be, it's still like
I don't mind MatPat.
I don't have a problem with him either, but it's like I think it legitimizes YouTubers as creators in a way.
No, you don't need fucking celebrities to legitimize creators.
Okay.
I don't think you need them, but I think in the eyes of the mainstream media, like
it does to a degree. It does to a degree, but I think the problem is it's not a coexisting thing. Like these celebrities aren't coexisting with people who are self-made YouTubers. They're coming on the platform and taking their place. Which is my issue with it. Like,
yes.
I don't expect to be, like, a face of YouTube. I don't want to be, like, a face of YouTube at all. I'd just rather, like, fucking chill on the sidelines and, like, see how things go. But when I see people that rightfully deserve a place in the platform not get it, like I think PewDiePie deserves to be, like, a face of the platform. It's, like, I get why he's not, 100%, trust me. But, like, I think he deserves it. Like, think about it. This dude started out making fucking videos in his bedroom, playing games, and now he's like one of the biggest fucking media sources in the planet. Like him alone, like that's fucking crazy. And it's like these celebrities come in onto YouTube, and they do absolutely nothing, and they're just instant success, and they've never like actually had to experience that, like the grind to go up. So it's like I don't know, it's like less respected in my eyes.
I guess you could say like they didn't grind on YouTube, but you could also argue that they grinded to get the even bigger status in the eyes of
as a celebrity. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Like that, and arguably that takes even more work. So it's like, and then leveraging that how you do is like you were reaping the benefits of what you worked for. So it's
yeah,
like,
but like at the same time though, I feel like they're catered to by YouTube. And, like, they're not... I don't feel like they're doing it on their own. Like, I don't feel like they're just, like, going out on their own doing this shit. Like, Jack Black, his stuff feels more organic than Will Smith's. Will Smith's feels really corporate.
Well, we're one video deep. Good to
yeah, yeah, yeah. But so far... Okay, his seems really memey and jokey, especially since there's a PewDiePie chair in the video. It seems more organic. Even if his son's doing stuff, it seems way more organic.
Yeah.
But with Will Smith,
I think it seems more organic to us because it's manufactured to tap into our niche. Will Smith's is designed to tap into David Dobrik's niche, not ours.
But even with David Dobrik, I feel like he's less manufactured.
When I see a celebrity like The Rock or Will Smith or Kevin Hart or even Jack Black, I think they're more taking up like a portion of the genre. Like, this is our good example of what we want from this genre. Like, in the fitness community on YouTube, there's a lot of super toxic people who are like, oh yeah, you should do this, 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 and they're really like advantageous. So The Rock comes in and he doesn't focus on any of that, right? He focuses on like the fitness motivation, all the good aspects, none of the like the bodybuilder drama, all of that. So fitness brands come to YouTube and they're like, wow, you have The Rock. And then this could be applied to like Will Smith, where his family vlogs or his vlogs are never going to have any drama in it because he's Will Smith.
I guess you could make that. Yeah, because it's like this. It's like the squeaky clean version of genres we already
have.
It's
clean. Yeah. And I understand like, oh, you can't have unadvertiser friendly things. But on the other side, it just doesn't feel.
That's why
like
people go to YouTube.
Anymore.
But I mean, it's
people
like
people go to YouTube for things that weren't like allowed on TV.
If they try to have these celebrities on, like to create the squeaky clean image, you create you create more drama just in a different form by your users like revolting back because they don't like you including these kinds of people. And when I said earlier like that everything feels manufactured, like I was like I think it's equally across Jack Black and Will Smith and The Rock and whatever. It's just manufactured to different niches, maybe like from different. Different levels of like production behind it, but like that's also part of the how they cater to it. Like there's less behind Jack Black's because the niche they're trying to cater to prefers less of a production behind it, and that's why we feel more organic. That's why we feel
organic. I can see that argument, but like, I don't know.
See, I just think they're getting smarter at marketing it.
They're smart. They're getting smarter at marketing to us.
Like, it just doesn't feel right.
the market that Will Smith is trying to tap into isn't the market that Jack Black is trying to tap into. Like, if they try to direct that marketing at each other's groups, it wouldn't work.
Also, at least not as well. Also, at the same time, too, with the whole, like, okay, so YouTube's, like, really featuring Will Smith and things like that, and, like, YouTube Rewind, for example, and I feel like I would have not known about Will Smith being on YouTube if, one, I didn't see it on Twitter, which I didn't see it till late, with him being on YouTube, and YouTube didn't promote it. Like, if YouTube didn't promote Will Smith like they were, I wouldn't have seen it. And it's like, they're taking, like, I don't know, I feel like it's unfair that they're just grabbing these people and being like, oh yeah, we're gonna shove it down your throats. And then they're gonna leave people who, like, built their site from the ground up behind. Like, it seems, I don't know, it doesn't seem right.
Well, YouTube seems to be doing this thing where they will pull creators out of thin air who make content that, you know, like, other people could make.
Yeah, but they just try with Logan Paul, and they're like, oh, that was a mistake.
It's like, instead of having vloggers now, we have people of color vloggers, or we have Asian people who do mukbang. Like, the fuck, why does they have to be Asian? Like, I get it, but it's like, you don't need to say that about the person, you know? That doesn't make them a YouTuber, you know? And it's like, I would have appreciated if, like, Will Smith just, you know, he did the YouTube channel, YouTube didn't say anything, all of a sudden, oh, Will Smith has been grinding on his YouTube channel, and he's, you know, he is a YouTuber, you know?
I feel like if he did it silently in the background for a while, I would have been a lot more accepting, because I'm like, he's actually interested in this. But, like, as soon as he uploaded, it's like, Will Smith uploaded on YouTube!
Do you think, like, he ever would have had an opportunity to do that, though? Because there's already a stigma against celebrities coming to YouTube.
He would have definitely had a head start, 100%. But if YouTube themselves didn't pick him up almost instantly, and then, like, promoted him to complete utter shit, I would have been a lot more accepting, I think.
That now, because hindsight's 20/20. But if that happened, I doubt you would see him as any different than a Rock, who came in the same way before him. Like, I don't know how you can say that
I remember the Rock being in, like, a Rewind from, like, a year or two ago.
Yeah, he was in last year's Rewind.
Yeah, he was promoted real quick.
Yeah, he was at the start of 2016's Rewind. You know, him with the fanny pack or whatever.
Yeah, that he uploaded 2 years ago too. Like, he uploaded.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was promoted real quick.
Worked with other fitness YouTubers as well that aren't really as welcome on the platform, or I don't think would be as welcome.
I actually, also at the same time, it's like, I feel like The Rock is less corporate than Will Smith.
You say that, and I'm wearing a Rock Under Armour t-shirt right now.
No, his YouTube content.
Really?
I think it's more corporate.
It feels more corporate to me as well.
It's way more corporate in my opinion.
I'm looking at the channel page, and it just feels less. I mean,
it feels less organic to me.
Yeah, same. Like,
I'm looking at his older videos, though.
Mm.
I'm looking at his date oldest.
Oldest.
I mean, if The Rock started uploading, like, fitness tips and stuff and actually being, like, a fitness YouTuber, that would be interesting, but... You know, he's uploading clips of
he made a video
his movies, trailers.
Yeah, that shit. Pokemon Go! New Rock Pokemon!
See, this is what I'm looking at right now. Stuff like that.
I hate that. I saw that That's video weird. Back in the day, and I fucking hated it. I still fucking hate it. The model of the Rock Pokemon they use makes me want to physically die. It looks more, like, malformed and horrendous than Henry and Niles' fucking little doll they got at the same store of, like, The Rock. Like,
I know what I'm talking about. I saw that in person. But, like, overall...
Yeah, we were all there, weren't we?
Yeah, you brought it
to VidCon.
Overall, they all feel off. But some feel less than others. It could just be, like, a personal thing. But, like, they feel off.
I would have really enjoyed if Jack Black's son, you know, just started, like, doing videos. And then all of a sudden, someone on Reddit's like, hey, guys, is this Jack Black's son?
Yeah.
And then, is this Jack Black's kid?
It would have been kind of sick if, like, it was, like, a thing with Gibby, like, where he just went off the fucking walls.
Oh, yeah, no. See, that was, like, that was a really organic way to bring him in. Like, because it's, like, what's his channel again? Sad World?
Yeah, it's like Sad World.
Yeah, it's Sad World. Yeah. It's like, that channel's fucking great. Like, I love this channel. It's so good. Like, like the content, it's so bizarre. It's just really good videos. And it's like, I didn't even know who the fuck you... Like, I didn't know you know. He had a YouTube channel before I heard about it. And it was like, Gibby from iCarly has a YouTube channel? What the fuck? It's like, it's a shame that's what he's going to be known for. For like
Sad World, yeah, of his life. Sad World like, at damn. E3 2018. Oh my god, this video has to be tragic.
Like... I understand why like YouTube wouldn't look at Gibby because like I'm sorry I know your name's not Gibby but I'm gonna keep calling you Gibby.
I'm sorry, Sad.
Yeah, but like what like he makes videos that are kind of similar to like a Eric Andre or a Sam Hyde, you know, and also he's not like a sexy Will Smith. That's gonna totally get blown out of proportion from myself. But you know like. Like, you look at Gibby, he looks like a schlubby, like, this is a dude, like, you'd see on the bus, and you're like, ew.
Nah, you know? Dude, he looks like a 30-year-old dad.
Do you guys remember that one episode of iCarly where Gibby replaced one of the dudes in One Direction?
No. This is an episode? What the fuck?
Also, I'm looking at their merch store, too, though, and, like, their merch is actually kind of tight.
Is it?
Yeah, like...
Let's see this shit, Ruster.
Like, merch. I'm about it.
I'm trying to get to it. Hold up.
Some of it's kind of sick.
Dad hat. I'm waiting for the images to load. I don't know why they're not
loading. I get the vibe.
Oh, shit.
I get, like, no, a similar nice. Vibe from this that I do, like, Elvis's line, like, Alien.
Yeah, no, this yeah. is nice. I would definitely...
This is nice.
I would consider buying some of this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Sad World's just kind of a cool... name for a brand, I guess, as
no,
well.
No, it's like a... It's good. Like, I like the channel.
It fits into, like, the emo aesthetic of that we find ourselves in this year.
Can we get Gibby on the podcast?
I would fucking love that.
Please.
This could actually happen. I would fucking love that.
Actually, maybe. That might not be...
I'm
following
him
because he's fucking hilarious, but, like, fuck.
I follow him, too. He doesn't follow me, though.
He follows Chris and Nerd.
Oh, man. We can make this happen. Let's make it happen.
Yeah,
please, God.
Should we tweet at Loudmouse and be like, "Can you? Should we tweet
you
at Loudmouse?
Come
Loud
on the podcast."
I'll just tweet it like, "Hey, at Sadworld Online.
Hey, Nerd City, can you ask Gibby to be the podcast?"
That's so shitty.
Listen, if we're gonna ask him to be the podcast, we at least have to have the respect to stop calling him Gibby.
I know. I don't know his real name.
I think it's
I seriously
Noah.
Don't. Hold on, look him up. It's time to Jamie. Pull that up.
What's his real name, Jamie?
We still need a
yeah,
fucking
Noah.
Intern.
His name's Noah.
His Noah, name's Noah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
So I'm gonna tweet in the Loudmouse account. The hey, at Cyril Alliance, you want to be on the podcast? Is that good?
That is gonna. Everybody's gonna go nuts for this.
Okay. Listen.
Okay.
If he,
I tweeted
if he
it. Everybody retweet.
Though?
Everybody retweet.
Okay. I'm gonna have to set down a few ground rules after the podcast is done recording if we do end up getting him on, because
like we call him Gibby 100% of the time.
No, no.
We always bring up iCarly always.
Oh my fucking
no.
god!
Well, like if we question, we gotta ask about.
Like, it's
that.
Gonna
we gotta
come
question
up,
him about
it's
Dan
Snyder.
It's
gonna come up in topic. It's gonna come up in topic, but like we can't be dickheads about it.
We're
we
totally
to be,
nerding out over this too. It's
we
hilarious.
We have to be like Gibby. How was Dan Snyder? Did he touch your feet?
I was watching. Shut the fuck up. I was watching the fucking Office yesterday, and I realized that like, oh shit, there was an iCarly reference.
Oh no!
Did you guys retweet it?
There's no way.
There's a chance. There's a chance. All right, if we can get like 1,000 likes on that tweet, there's a chance.
You see how many followers he has. Of course, he's gonna see.
This is just. I feel like this is just, like, harassment at this point.
I know, this is borderline harassment. I mean, no, but, like, I do have genuine respect for him growing his channel on his own.
No, like, I really like him, yeah.
His evolution as a creator is actually really interesting and
yes.
respectable, but it's like,
yes.
fuck.
I have a lot of respect for what he's doing,
no,
you know? And it's
no,
like,
I have a lot of respect, too. I followed yeah. him, like, I followed him a while ago, and I found his channel, like, 20-30K, and I was like, I really respect this, and, like, it's great. Like, I love his channel.
He's got a definite aesthetic going with it that I.
He's got a good aesthetic.
I do like it.
Yes.
Someone just responded to that tweet saying, "Put me on the podcast." No.
Who? Oh, read out their names so we can shame them. Don't actually do it. Don't read it out.
I was just about to.
I knew you were actually about to do it. So
I literally clicked, and I was about to read it. And you're like, no.
I realized the errors of my ways almost too late.
Okay. This has been a weird chain of events from talking about how YouTubers that are celebrities annoy us and all that shit. And
yeah, we're only on the second fucking topic, and we got like four.
I know.
I told you we could wing it. I told you guys.
All right, let's talk about AI killing people, everybody. Okay, AI is taking over the world. Okay, it's going to fucking shoot you.
I heard about the AI kills people fake news. Like, was it fake news?
It was total fake news. Yeah.
Oh, did you guys hear about the fucking London Gatwick airport being closed down for like 30 hours?
Yeah, because what was, like, drones nothing. Or some shit?
Yeah, and apparently the drones weren't even actually there.
There might not even be drones or something. Like, I don't fucking know.
They closed the airport for like over 30 hours.
Brandon's mic just did a thing where it sounded like a screaming banshee from the other side. I don't know what it was.
I didn't hear anything. You must be nuts.
Oh, probably, but I mean, like, isolation for periods of years will do that to you.
Oh, wait. Oof, tell me about it.
Wait, four artificial intelligent robots killed 29 scientists at a lab in Japan. So it's fake?
Yeah, that's fake. That didn't happen.
Yeah, that's not surprising. I don't think AI is that advanced yet. Yeah, if AI was that advanced, we'd all be dead.
I don't know where that speech footage is from. That's the thing. But I Googled it, and it's like, that didn't happen. You know?
That's what they want you to think these are. They're getting you.
Oh, it's from... Okay, so I was looking at a alien, like, abductions and, like, conspiracy theory documentary. It was, like, 2 hours long about fucking old British men talking to each other and saying cows are getting abducted and shit. Anyway, the woman who's giving a speech is Linda Moulton Howe. She's a UFOologist and conspiracy theorist.
Oh, my God.
She's, like, an absolute nutter. So, definitely not a credible source.
Yeah, and, like, if we were at the point where four AI robots killed 29 scientists in a lab, we'd all be fucked. Like, we'd all be dead anyways, because, like, if they knew how to kill the people who made them, they'd know how to connect to the internet and fuck us all over, so...
If something like that was real, there's no way it doesn't get out faster, especially with Twitter attention like that. Like, it's...
We'd be dead before we could tweet about
because
it.
Because that's a kind of event that would, like, strike UN fucking regulations, like, fast. Like
it's like we have to nuke him.
Like,
no
that
way.
Is the kind of shit Elon Musk would be like tweeting a storm up about. Like,
yeah, he'd be like, I told you guys, I told you.
There's
AI
no
was
way like that.
Over.
No, there's no way that everybody who has something to do with AI or like has an opinion on it wouldn't be on it. And Elon Musk hasn't been saying shit. The UN hasn't been doing like regulations. America hasn't been saying shit. Japan hasn't been saying shit. Like, you can't just keep that shit under wraps like as well as people think you can. At least not from my experience.
Someone responded saying, just get the Boudet on the podcast. That would make things interesting. You're right. It would make things interesting because he's basically just a child predator. I just wanted to bring that up because I don't like him. you know who we're talking about, right, Diesel? I think Coit knows about
it
him.
It sounds
familiar. Do you know who he is, Coit?
No.
Okay, repeat, so there's this guy on TikTok named the Boudet. I don't know exactly how you pronounce it. The Buddy, the
Boudet.
Oh,
Boudet. That guy. Yeah, I know
yeah,
who we're
yeah,
talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, 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 okay. This guy, like, has been, like, he's DM'd, like, underage girls.
Oh, yeah, that guy, yes!
Yeah,
I
the
know
really weird
name.
Guy that you look at him and you're immediately like, there's something wrong with him. Yeah, there's something wrong with him.
Multiple things. Multiple
yeah,
things.
Like, he DM'd underage girls and was like, I don't care, the younger the better, or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's kind of out of our scope to chastise a child predator for, like, an hour. Just my idea right there.
An hour? We're doing it for like a minute.
We could do a full podcast on why he's a piece of shit.
I thought you meant like have him on as a guest.
Oh, no. Someone said it as a joke, and I was like, yeah, no.
Yeah. Oh,
he's like, haha, nice try.
I don't want a child predator in my fucking podcast. Like, when it's like, okay, it's like...
Jesus fucking Christ, quite again.
I'm sorry, I make them too much in private.
Thank you guys for watching this episode of Lab Mouse. Sub down below, follow us on Twitter at @LabMouse_, as well as Instagram at @LabMouse_, also on SoundCloud and Google, and potentially Spotify in the future. All links down below. Thank you all for watching. I brainstormed the outro. We're good.